Hey guys, welcome to Health and Financial Fitness with yours truly, Pam Greenway. Thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate it. If you find value in anything that I say, please feel free to share or tag someone. That would be awesome. I really, really would appreciate that. Today I'm going to be talking about health. We're going to talk about that side of the equation. And I know I talk quite a bit about detoxing and good gut health, so I wanted to give you guys 7 signs that your gut bacteria may be out of whack. Number 1 sign is digestive issues. So if you have a lot of gas, a lot of bloating, maybe you have constipation, those are things that you need to look into that could be a red flag that you are having some trouble with your gut bacteria. Number 2, mental issues, depression, anxiety, brain fog. You know, before I got on the wagon with eating clean and trying to, you know, live that 80-20 lifestyle, I was having a lot of brain fog. I'm not going to lie. And I would think, man, I just, you know, why can't I'm dragging in the afternoon, you know, mid-morning and late afternoon. And it was because I was putting all these things up. Loads of sugar, dairy and gluten, which I know I do not need in my body, and that just don't serve me. And it was just bringing me down, and I'm gaining more weight steadily. So it was just a combination of things, and I knew that I had poor gut health just because of all the information that I knew. So when I finally knew better, you know, you have to try to do better, right? So I'm back on track. I am 7 weeks into my second detox, and I'm down almost 18 pounds, but I feel great sleeping at night, decreased joint pain, you know, just no gastrointestinal issues. My digestive issues are gone. The only time I have any issue is if I have something that I know I shouldn't eat, then I have an immediate like, whoa, maybe I shouldn't have done that, which I like knowing what to avoid and knowing what I can replace it with. It's a healthy alternative. So, number 1, digestive issues. Number 2, mental issues, such as brain fog. And number 3, let me say this about the mental issues. There's a lot of studies out there and research about serotonin, and that if you have leaky gut syndrome and any of these kinds of things that attack your gut bacteria that cause you to have issues with your gut, you also have low serotonin, and serotonin is known as the happy molecule. So, it's just important to know what you put in your mouth, in your body, affects your whole being inside and out, all the way to the brain, because the brain's an organ too, right, guys? We have to protect our brains too. It's so important. I've talked about my mom has dementia. She has practically no short-term memory whatsoever, and it's painful to watch. And it's just something that I think we can take the bull by the horns and do things that can help us protect our brain, just like we want to protect our heart, our liver, our kidneys, and so forth. So number 3, I think a lot of times we have this, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and we have no way of knowing that. And a lot of times we're low on vitamin D, vitamin K, magnesium, vitamin B12 or B7. Those are indicators that your gut's out of whack. Number 4, overuse of antibiotics. I know a lot of people that when they take antibiotics, they'll take a probiotic as well, just to try to balance it out and protect their gut. But over the years, I think that people could just go in and say, hey, I like an antibiotic, you know, my nose hurts or whatever, and they would just give antibiotics. I think they're becoming more strict about that because I think people are becoming more educated about how it actually affects our gut health. So that's number 4. Number 5, chronic unmanaged stress. You know, we all have some level of stress. I think that's just part of life, knowing how to manage that. But notice it said chronic unmanaged stress. Things that we just let control our lives, our thoughts, and it just destroys our bodies. I'm a stress eater. So if I let stressful things, let's say like with my mom, if I let those things every day push me over the edge, and I want to go eat a dozen donuts, I want to, you know, drink a gallon of milk, all the things that harm me because I have a gluten allergy, I have a dairy allergy, And sugar is nothing but something that causes inflammation in your body. So we don't want inflammation. Inflammation's bad. So we have to try and manage the stress in our lives. Go to hot yoga. Take a walk. You know, sit and relax and read a book and watch the sunset. Do something you love and enjoy that helps to alleviate some of those things. Because we all have stress in our lives, but we can manage it. We just have to think about what's, you know, if this happens, this is how I'm going to respond. Kind of be prepared. Number six, skin issues, skin problems. Big red flag. You probably have gut bacteria issues. You are out of whack. People who have acne, red, rashy skin, eczema. I think I'm saying that correctly. I'm always afraid I said that incorrectly. But any skin issues stem from your gut. Healthy gut, healthy mind and body. If you do not have a healthy gut, then you're in for a world of trouble. And the sad part is that sometimes through, I think it, for, you know, as you're young, when you're young, it kind of goes under the radar. You don't really notice things until bam, one day you're 31 at the rheumatologist's office and they're like, yes, you have osteoarthritis. And that's a true story. That happened to me. I couldn't believe it. And it was because for years I had a dairy and gluten intolerance, had no idea of knowing that, and it just set off an autoimmune disease. So there's things like rheumatoid arthritis and IBS, Crohn's, those kinds of things, MS. I mean, the list goes on and on. So if you put good, clean, pure whole foods in your body, if you do protein shakes that are pure and safe and beneficial in your body, if you live an 80-20 lifestyle, you can have control over all of these things. You can take back control of your life. You can balance your good gut bacteria. You avoid toxins. Eat more fermented foods like sauerkraut. That's just to name one. Now, the things you need to avoid, I've already mentioned a few: dairy, sugars, some grains, some of the unhealthy oils, soy, just to name a few. Take a probiotic. Everybody needs to take probiotics. The probiotic, the Digestion Plus, that's part of our 30-day detox, has changed my gut health, along with eating the way I need to eat. But it really does knock out gut issues. I've never seen anything like it. Amazing. And then, like I said, manage your stress. So those are four things that you can do to help improve your gut bacteria and improve your health. And one of the things that I've found over the years that has helped me, and it's very yummy, it tastes good, is bone broth. And you can buy bone broth at the store, you can order it, go to Whole Foods and get it. Just doesn't taste as good as if you prepare it yourself. Now, there's vegan versions, but I do the chicken. I'm not big on the beef, but I do love chicken bone broth. So what is in it that makes bone broth so good for you? Well, one thing is collagen, right? And why is that helpful? Because it's soft tissue and wound healing. It helps repair cartilage and bone. So it kind of coats and heals the mucous membranes of the gastrointestinal tract. And it facilitates digestion and assimilation of proteins. So that's many reasons just in that statement alone, right? Plus, it's so good, you guys. Tastes so yummy. Takes a while. You're not going to make it in 20 minutes for sure. It's at least a good 24 to 36 hour process, but oh, so worth it. Another thing that it's helpful, and why it's helpful and good for you, cartilage. That's good for arthritis, degenerative joint disease, inflammatory bowel disease, and in lower immune function. So that's a good thing. And some of the other health benefits of the bone marrow, it improves your gut health. It's what we're talking about, right? It boosts your immune system. It gives you glowing skin and hair and nails. And here's the big one. Reduces inflammation. It reduces inflammation. So if you got, I have a one of my favorite recipes to make homemade bone broth. If you listen to this and would like that recipe, you can reach me at PammyGreenway@gmail.com. or Pam E. Greenway on Instagram, or Pam Greenway on Facebook. And just direct message me, and I'll be happy to share that with you. So, guys, thanks again for hopping on. and being part of the program today. Again, if you found value, please feel free to share or comment if you have questions, and I'll be happy to get back to you as soon as possible. So have a great day. Improve your gut health. Do something today that improves your gut health. Go to yoga, relax, find a good probiotic that's vegan that will take care of those issues so that you can feel good, that you can have high energy and hop out of bed in the morning and not drag in the afternoon. So DM me, I'll give you that recipe. You guys have a phenomenal day, and we will talk to you next week.